Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine. How may I help you?
I'm calling about my daughter's account. I called the bank and they gave me this number to call. Annie Maddox, AnnieMaddox.
Thank you. Okay, and what would be her zip code?
30108.
Thank you.
And I'm on the account.
Okay, thank you. And that'll just be one moment.
Okay.
Okay, and just for verification, what would be the full shipping address?
It's 320 Adamson Road, Bowden, Georgia, 30108.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, I see that there's a charge for our Focus watch. Was the watch not working fine?
For a what?
On one of our Focus watches.
It shut her card down at the bank.
Okay, well, I see that she was charged $5.97 for the shipping and $64.97 for the full price of the watch.
Yeah, but they shut her account down because of it.
Okay, I mean, I'm not sure why that may have happened. I would check
with the
bank.
Where
I'm
are y'all
really
located
sure.
Or something?
Well, I'm specifically with a third-party call center, so we service multiple different businesses.
Can you tell me where the watch came from or anything?
Yes, ma'am. Let me get that address for you. Okay, so yes, the watch came from Milpitas, California, 95035.
Okay, can we just get the money back? Because, I mean, it literally shut her account down.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Let me speak to my supervisor and see what we can do for you.
Okay.
Okay, so I was informed that I can do a 35% refund on that charge of
$64.97. But she's not going to get the watch, so we need all the money.
I'm sorry, ma'am. She doesn't have the watch?
No.
Oh, okay, let me check on that shipping for you to see why she may not have received the watch.
Okay.
Okay, is it possible that on April 22nd at 11:45 a.m., like a neighbor or something may have gotten the package instead or something?
I don't know, but I know she don't have it. And okay. The thing about it is this whatever purchase or whatever has shut her bank account down.
Okay, I do understand. So I'll go ahead and ship out another watch, go ahead and process that refund for you. And come right back with the refund verification number.
Okay.
fine, ma'am. I'm still here with you. It'll just be one more moment.
Okay.
Okay, so I did reship out the watch as well as process the return. The return information will go to the email that we have on file. I have trumpetgeek2020@gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, and I will give that at least 3 to 5 days at the max to process back into her account.
Okay, and can you tell me why it shut her account down though?
I'm really not sure. I haven't heard that before. I do know sometimes the bank may mark it as unusual activity, but I'm not sure why I may have shut her account down.
Okay.
Okay, but I can assure you that this account has been taken care of, and she will receive that refund and the watch in the next couple of days.
Okay, and do you have a number and your name?
Yes, ma'am. I have a number, and my name is Jasmine. I can provide that number whenever you're ready.
Jasmine. You spell that J-A-S-M-I-N.
Yes, ma'am. M-I-N-E.
Okay. And the number?
It's going to be C as in cancel.
Okay.
24575.
Okay. C as in cancel. 24575.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay, and you're all set on this account.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, and I do want to thank you for calling, and you have a great day.
You too.